I'm Jonathan Pagden. Welcome to this blogcast. It's a hybrid of blog and podcast. Your voice of Jonathan Pagden. This is a series of short random memories from my 40 plus years of talking into microphones. Random memory number 4, Warhorse. Another in the random series of random memories from a lifetime of radio, TV and live events. Today's is of a very memorable moment at the Savoy in November 2014. I can be precise about the date because this awards had a theme of wartime. The same thinking applied to the evening's special guest, Michael Morpurgo, whose book, play, film, Warhorse, was Flavour of the Month around then. The play was unforgettable for anyone who saw it, unique for the way the animals were portrayed. See picture, courtesy of the National Theatre. The Spielberg film was also good, but much less theatrical, obviously. Michael gave a great talk about his Belgian ancestry, connection with World War I, and how the Warhorse story came about. Then he said, "But what you're thinking is, has he brought a horse with him?" He gave the hoot from the play film. From outside the river entrance doors there was a horse-type whinny, and 350 people gasped in unison as the doors opened and in came one of the horses from the play. It was one of those moments where everything worked perfectly. Lighting, camera shots, timing, the lot. The effect was quite magical. The horse was brought and worked by the actors from the National Theatre, and during the afternoon when we were planning the moment, I got talking to the actor who walked next to the head, dressed as a groom, but in fact doing the head movements. He told me not to try and talk to the two guys inside, as they went into horse mode and wouldn't answer. Consistent with that was the horse box parked outside. To preserve the illusion, the change from actors to horse always happened inside the box. It was all so effective that during the afternoon I had to walk behind the horse and found myself giving it space in case it kicked. I met Mr. Morpurgo again about 3 weeks later on another event, without horse, at the Dorchester, and when he saw me, he said, "Hello, we've met before, the Savoy, wasn't it?" That's impressive, given how busy he was on the publicity circuit just then. Well, thanks for listening to this random memory. I hope it's brought you a brief moment of enjoyment. I'm available to make new memories. If you have a conference, awards show, or any sort of live event, a narration, commercial, anything that needs a voice, get in touch. Jonathan at voiceologist.co.uk.